This is Faith Walk. My name's Don Carpenter. I preach the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ. And today I've got an exciting broadcast for you. I'm going to be talking about seven keys to stay on the cutting edge. I'd like to read you something from the Word of God, the most powerful word that's spoken on the planet today. This particular reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 4, and I want to read you four verses out of this chapter, beginning with verse 23. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put devious speech far from you. Let your eyes look directly ahead, and let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you. Watch the path of your feet, and all your ways will be established. Powerful, powerful word of God. I have found that in my lifetime, and I have found this in pretty well every successful person I've ever talked to or met, we have to constantly be committed to a standard of excellence. Do our very best. Don't judge yourself against somebody else. I always say they don't walk your road. And you will go always beyond and above the call of duty. You will be constantly aware of what is happening. Speak to yourself life all the time. You are building faith, and you are bringing healing to past experiences and memories, and you are determined that you're going to move ahead. This is where you are right now. Don't doubt for one moment that you're doing things incorrectly. When you follow on to know the Lord, Jesus Christ, you will find that your heart will be purposed to always have a standard of excellence. You will have your insecurities dealt with. These are all things that are fleshly, things that are involving pride, all of those things. They need to be put far, far behind us. Because remember, God wants you to be very successful. According to 1 John, God even wants you to prosper in everything that you do. The future is very promising. Don't get bogged down in the hurts in the past. These are things which I find that I have to have this kind of attitude. I accept responsibility. I don't make excuses. And listen to me, here's something else. A lot of times we get in our heads and in our minds what we think is perfect, what we think is really, maybe deep down, we might think we'll never get there. But avoid the paralyzing grip of perfectionism. Do your very best, and God will come on the scene, and he'll help you. Well, I wanted to talk to you today about seven keys to stay on the cutting edge. Number one, keep dreaming. I believe everybody has to have a dream. I believe everybody does have a dream. Unfortunately, there are those who have given up on their dreams. But we are not of that thinking. We're not of those kind of walkers. We are people who will dream. And when we dream, we will dream godly dreams. You can have confidence in that. And God will start to, I believe, more and more all the time, will help you perfect your dreams. He will see how that You can make your dreams possible. Get them started. Step out there. Let's do it. You remember reading about Joseph in the book of Genesis, and you know what got him in trouble with his brothers. Well, I suspect there were many things, but he was always dreaming. The family even mentioned it to him, that he was nothing but a dreamer. But he dreamed God dreams. He dreamed dreams that God was speaking into his life, purpose for his life. Always keep dreaming. Never give up on your dreams. And if you never give up on your dream, you will stay. And that will help you to stay on the cutting edge of where you have to go by faith. Number two, you will stay on the cutting edge if you listen. Now, it's very important who we listen to, what we let enter our ears. It is extremely important that we hear God words into our lives. Jesus, this is one of the secrets that Jesus was able to be current when he was on the earth. Now, I know he was God in the flesh, but you know what he did every day? Every day, he only did that which he seen and heard of the Father. The reason that he could work the way he did is because he had the ability to listen. And that will keep you on the cutting edge. Never think for a moment that you know everything. Don't think for a moment that you can't learn anything new. I'm always listening. One of the things that I have used over my lifetime is that when I feel that God is speaking to me about something, I keep my ears open to what I hear around about me. What are the messages that I'm hearing in the sermons? What are people saying when they talk spiritual talk? I'm listening because I want to have the direction of the Lord. I need encouragement, and I need to know that God is with me at all times. So listening will keep me on the cutting edge. The third key that I want you to think about today is this one. Keep growing. No matter how old you are, I want us to think of this growing in a spiritual aspect, in our makeup, our character, and so many other areas of our life. The third key to stay on the cutting edge is keep growing. Your good seed, you're planted in good soil. The Lord made no mistake when he chose you and you answered the call and you are allowing yourself to be encouraged by the Lord. The Lord is going to surround you with great people who are going to encourage you because they want you to grow. And that's what encouragement does. Every time that you or I find ourselves being encouraged, we are growing. Growing is a key to staying on the cutting edge. The fourth key for staying on the cutting edge is take action in spite of your fears. Don't be afraid to step out by faith. Faith is like that, isn't it? Faith is an action ability, skill. Action is what propels us forward. Action is what we must have in order to stay on the cutting edge and to keep moving in. I'm not going to allow fear to take over. I have found, this is what I found. I have found that when I take action, amazingly, I get a better understanding of what I'm to do. Sometimes if I sit and I try to observe and think about it too long, I have found that you can become bogged down or you may just give up altogether because fear is constantly saying, you can't do it. Nobody's going to listen to you. Take action. Hallelujah. You know what, Jesus, he's with us, the Lord Jesus. He's with us in all of our valleys. He's with us when fear might even appear to be the greatest. Take action. Action will break fear and smash it all to pieces. Key number five, to stay on the cutting edge. Stay around strong people. Never keep away from them. Walk with strong people. Stay away from complainers and people who talk others down. Stay away from them. They are filled with nothing but heartache and burden, and they think that, they can't do it, so therefore they don't think anybody can do it. You are a man, you're a woman of faith, and God wants you to become friends with strong people, people who speak strength, people who speak faith, people who do it, people who say, this is the way, walk in it, and they walk in it, and they say, come on, let us go together. The strong people say, yes, the opposition will be there. Yes, it will seem like everything is coming against us, but we can overcome this storm. Strong people will build your faith. Strong people are such, it is imperative that you be involved with strong people. And you know what? When you're strong, people want to be around you because you give them hope. You give people who are filled with anxiety and fear, they're going to say, oh, I just love being around them because they just encourage me so much. You are a strong person. And I got good news for you. This is one of the keys to staying on the cutting edge. Not just you hanging around, but you being strong. So you're going to make it. Number six, pace yourself. You're not going to accomplish everything at once. I often say, let's prioritize. Don't get bogged down because sometimes when you're moving by faith, or you will find sometimes when you start to do something, there's this other thing that suddenly is pulled in, it's got to be done, and another thing has got to be done, and this has got to be lined up. And before you know it, you've got so many things and so many directions. And it can get overwhelming. Sometimes you can get weary from it. Pace yourself. Prioritize. Do what you can do. And you don't need to be racing and going like a rocket. Remember, pacing yourself is one of the keys to staying on the cutting edge. Pace yourself. And number seven, you will be able to keep going because you will repent of your sins. You will know that when it wasn't right, the right decision or whatever, you're willing to admit that it was a wrong decision and that you are going to do better. You are committed to living a holy life. You are committed to being successful. Don't think of that as saying, well, Pastor Don, that is just so religious. Listen to me. You're a spiritual being. And as a spiritual being, and especially when you're born again, you've asked Jesus to come into your heart and your life. You've gone on, you've been water baptized, you've been filled with the Holy Spirit. You live a spiritual life. And these keys that I'm giving to you, yes, they work to a limit on those who don't know the Lord, but they are fully open to believers. These seven keys to staying on the cutting edge. Number one, keep dreaming. Number two, listen. Number three, keep growing. Number four, take action in spite of your fears. Number five, be friends. Listen and accompany, be around strong people. Gather strong people into your life. Number six, pace yourself. Pace, P-A-C-E. Put everything in order and walk it out in the strength that you have. And number seven, when you make mistakes, admit it and let's move on. Well, I trust today that you are encouraged by this. If you would like to me to pray for you, you can always let me know. And also, go to my website. I'm always keeping it updated, and you will get a lot of encouragement there. My website is doncarpenter.ca. doncarpenter.ca. My name is Don Carpenter. God bless you, and I'll be with you again soon.